Today's scripture reading is taken from Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 through 15.
今天的经文是取自但以理书。
We'll first read this in English and then in Chinese.
我们先用英文读, 然后中文读出。
Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. I watched as thrones were put in place, and the ancient one sat down to judge. His clothing was as white as snow, his hair like purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of blazing fire, and a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him. Many millions stood to attend him. Then the court began its session, and the books were opened. I continued to watch because I could hear the little horn's boastful speech. I kept watching until the fourth beast was killed and its body was destroyed by fire. The other three beasts had their authority taken from them, but they were allowed to live a while longer. As my vision continued that night, I saw someone like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient One and was led into his presence. He was given authority, honor, and sovereignty over all the nations of the world, so that people of every race and nation and language would obey him. His rule is eternal. It will never end. His kingdom will never be destroyed. I, Daniel, was troubled by all I had seen, and my visions terrified me.
但以理书第七章九至十五节，我观看见有宝座设立，上头坐着恒古常才者，他的衣裳洁白如雪，头发如纯洁的羊毛，宝座萤火焰，其轮仍焰火，从他面前有火像河出发。 侍奉他有的有千千，在他面前侍立的有万万，他在要行审判，案卷都展开了。那时我观看见那兽因小国说夸大话的声音被杀，身体损伤，现在火中焚烧，其余的兽权柄都被夺去，生命仍存留，直到所定的时间。 和日期，我在夜间的异象中观看见有一位像人子的，驾着天云而来，被领到恒古常才者面前，得了权柄，荣耀国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去的。他的国不必败坏。
至于我，但以理，我的灵在我里面烦恼，我脑中的异象使我惊惶。God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿祝福读嘅人听佢话语嘅人。The
title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message: The Promise of the Son of God.
节目师话嘅正道题目系人子的承诺。Morning.
There is a promise here in Daniel 7 of the coming supremacy of God for all to see.
因为今天所看的是讲到一个应许，一个承诺，就是说在《但以理书》第七章讲到神的来到。
As we've seen over the last couple of weeks, his everlasting kingdom, as it says in Daniel 7, will rule forever.
过去几个星期都有看到，就是说讲到《但以理》讲的，就是说神的永恒的国度会是统治万有，永远。
And he wants you, the believer, to share in that reign over the new heavens and earth.
而神亦都希望他的信徒的人一起去分享，去治理这个新天新地。
We also have seen not only is there a promise of the coming of the fullness of God's kingdom, there's a promise of the coming judgment of evil.
承诺不单止讲到神的国度的来临，也都是讲到这个邪恶会被审判的承诺。
All wrong will be made right.
所有的错都会是更改。
Evil will not endure.
邪恶不会永远。
Even the evil seeds that are in all of us.
啊，虽然就话呢个邪恶临到我哋当中嘅时候，邪恶唔会系永远。
You see, because of God's common grace, we can be thankful, very thankful, that the Lord restricts evil.
啊，我感谢神，因为神俾我哋嘅呢个嘅恩典，所以叫到呢个邪恶唔会喺缠绕在我哋身上。
But scriptures make absolutely clear that the seeds of evil, sin, rest in all of us.
但系圣经入边好清楚讲嘅就话呢个罪最终嘅系会被呢个嘅系征服。
And we can be thankful that they haven't germinated or blossomed, so that we be at each other's throats all the time.
我都感谢神，我哋嘅生命嘅见到嘅罪，亦都系话唔会话不断嘅去繁殖，不断越嚟越大。如果唔系嘅时候，我哋互相嘅会攻击对方。
And that particular truth, that we have a sinful nature, should encourage and implore us to leave judgment to God.
就因为我哋自己本身嘅人嘅罪，我哋所以需要去仰望神，系要寻求神俾我哋嘅呢个嘅审判。
Did you know that if you point the finger at evil people,if those circumstances were in your life, you might do the same thing.
我哋有时会觉得人哋好似想指责我嘅时候，我哋自己其实都想做咗同一样，我哋去想指责别人。
Do you know why you're so critical of people that the Lord has placed over you?
大家知唔知点解其他嘅身边嘅人喺你身边系咁重要咧
？We are very critical of those in leadership.Because we only see part of the picture which they have to deal with.
因为其实我哋只系睇到我哋部分生命当中嘅一部分嘅人喺我哋生命当中嘅重要性。
We simplify the complexity of their decision making.
我哋睇唔到人哋嘅决定其实系对我哋几重要。
We're blind to the intricacies of the situation.
我哋对当时嘅情况，我哋生命当中嘅困境，我哋睇唔到当中嘅意义。
So be thankful that God will judge evil.
所以我哋去感谢神，应该就话神系去审判呢个罪恶。
The promise of triumph of the Lord is so comforting for us based on that truth because He will conquer sin, death, and hell.In its fullest sense.
所以神系会系战胜呢个嘅死亡呢、这个罪呢、这个捆绑，令到我哋知道嘅时候，让我哋得到呢个嘅满足。
And I hope that triumph of the Lord Jesus comforts you today.
所以要感谢耶稣基督，我系感谢神，因为耶稣基督已经系战胜咗呢一切。
What's the key promise in Daniel 7?
咁啊，第七章呢个但以理书嘅当中入边所讲嘅应许承诺系乜嘢咧
？That's our focus today in this message. It's the promise of the Son of Man.
当中嘅承诺系乜嘢咧？就话呢个就系人子嘅承诺。
So let's look at the significance of the title or name, the Son of Man.
所以今天去睇就话我哋讲嗰当中嘅。人子的意思。
By the way, Jesus calls himself this title on about 50 separate occasions in the New Testament Gospels.
而当中耶稣都是称自己的人子，是在不同的书卷的地方，新约当中有50多次。
And that's not counting the parallel passages in the Gospels.
已经冇计咗喺成本圣经所讲嘅预表所人子嘅意思。
And so, given this background in Daniel 7, there's more to Jesus, his use of the title Son of Man, than simply stressing his humanity in distinction to his deity.
所以喺但以理书嘅背景当中去睇，就系话其实喺入边当中系讲到有人子嘅意思，系讲到神嘅人性。
That title or name is special. It's a picture of a vision of unparalleled triumph magnificence and glory.
入边当中，但以利书讲嘅人子入边当中讲到就系神嘅嘅伟大，佢嘅荣耀。
See, by now, this is the third week we're in Daniel 7. You're well familiar with the text.
所以我哋已经应该好熟悉呢个嘅经文，因为我哋已经系第三个礼拜睇嘅但以利书。
And Daniel's vision, the Son of Man, is seen coming to, not from, to the throne of the Majesty on High, God Himself, the Ancient of Days.
就当中咪讲到你话人子系嚟到，系讲啊嚟到呢个嘅王嘅至高。
I emphasize coming to because that's what the vision is showing. He's not coming from the throne. He's coming to the throne.
喺边当中嘅重要性讲到话，呢个人子唔系从呢个嘅高高在上系嚟到，而讲到就话呢个人子系去到呢个嘅至高之处。
And he's receiving authority over the whole cosmos.
而个人子系去到呢个至高之处，去得到呢个嘅国王。
I hope to show you this morning that both humility and simultaneously great dignity is emphasized in the meaning of that title, the Son of Man.
我想作证的提点就是说，这个人子里面当中意思是充满着这个谦卑和尊严。
Again, both are apparent, humility and dignity.
而所讲的当中的人子，他是真的充满着这个谦卑和尊严。
And so what then does the vision mean in Daniel 7?
咁所以所睇讲嘅呢个嘅意象系咩意思咧
？Well, it's going to require some explanation. In the Old Testament, the expression "Son of Man" appears frequently in the book of Ezekiel.
而所讲当中嘅人子，其实喺以西结书都有讲解到。
It appears in that Old Testament book Ezekiel in the context of God personally addressing the prophet.
而当中神亦都系去喺以西结书去讲到人子嘅关系。
God is God. Ezekiel is only a man.
啊，神喺当中都有呼召啊，以西结叫做个人子，但系神系神，以西结其实只系一个人。
Just like us, Ezekiel therefore has to entrust himself wholly to God for his mission.
以西结只是一个人，而是要完全的去相信神，去完成他的计划。
But the title Son of Man also seems to mark out Ezekiel from others.
而当中讲的人子在以西结书里面去带出一些意思。
If you're familiar with that book, he is a faithful man, a real man.
如果你相熟以西结书的时候，你看到就话以西结其系一个好有信心的人，亦都是一个人。
And this is on slide 3. Son of is a Hebrew way of saying possessing the properties of, being characterized by, exhibiting the marks of.
咩叫做边个嘅儿子或边个之子咧？希伯来文讲就话佢系有着。佢傳統佢有嘅關係，或者佢係屬於邊一個，或者佢有乜嘢嘅能力。
For instance, the expression, which is in a negative way, son of destruction, means a person for whom destruction is in one's character.
譬如話俾個意思，譬如話依個係個破壞之子啊，咁佢依個之子意思即係話佢係有著帶著有破壞能力嘅人。
Judas Iscariot.Who betrayed the Lord Jesus is linked to that title, Son of Destruction, in John 17:12.
亦都喺个约翰福音第十七章十二节，就话一个犹大亦都系有连住呢个嘅破坏儿子嘅意思。
Think of the nickname Jesus gave James and John, two of his disciples, his followers.
亦都喺耶稣基督亦都俾到有雅各同埋约翰佢两个门徒有个别名。
Yeah, this is what I miss for not being in person. I usually quiz you and ask those of you, perhaps 18 and under, give me the nickname of James and John that Jesus gave them.
若然我哋去问18岁以下嘅小朋友，你知唔知道究竟雅各同埋约翰神俾佢有乜嘢嘅别名咧？
But unfortunately, I can't hear you through Zoom, so I'll have to give you the answer. It's sons of thunder.
耶稣基督俾到雅各同约翰俾佢哋嘅别名就叫做雷电之子。
Jesus meant that these two disciples had thunder-like personalities.
意思即系话耶稣俾佢哋嘅意思就系话佢哋有着呢个嘅好似好愤怒好快好急速嘅性格。
After all, we read there that they wanted to call down fire from heaven on the Samaritans, the enemies.
就讲到话，譬如话佢哋去想求神喺天上面去降火落到呢个嘅撒玛利亚人。
You see, Simon Peter was not the only disciple with aspirations beyond his abilities.
唔单止系西门彼得，佢有一个嘅有神俾佢嘅能力。
So when the scriptures use the expression "son of man," one hidden aspect of its meaning is here is a true man.
而喺圣经入边当中，究竟喺边一度系讲到有神人子嘅意思呢？亦都喺人子嘅意思当中入边，佢亦都睇到就系话佢系有人嘅样式，有人嘅能力。
And in addition, when God addresses Ezekiel the prophet as son of man, there seems to be an undertone there of affection.
亦都系当神去称以西结为人子嘅时候，系有两个意思。
When God addresses someone, son of man, it's not God's normal form of address.
当神去呼叫一个人叫为人子的时候，这个不是神平时去称呼人的方法。
It's also worth noting that in Ezekiel, the expression is used without the definite article, the.
也都是当我们看英文去睇到就叫 the son of man， 但系中文嚟讲就系睇我系睇唔到意思，但系个呼称亦都系叫人子，但系唔系嗰个特别嗰个人子。
I know when I talk about grammar, again, Koine Greek is similar to English as a Western language. I know some of you might be lost who don't have English as your first language.
当我哋翻译嘅去中文嘅时候，我哋亦唔。看不到当中的特别的意思有时。
But it's not hard to see there's a difference when you don't have that article, the.
但是就看在中文里面看就说那位所称以西结的就称为是人子，但是我所讲的耶稣基督是那位特别的那位人子。
And the difference of the scriptures is the Lord Jesus alone is the Son.Of man.
而所讲的耶稣基督是唯一那位特别的人子。
Now, as you'll see on slide 4, Psalm 8:4 again, the term Son of Man appears.
当我们看这个诗篇第八章四节都有讲到人子入面当中。
And as you see on slide 4, what is man that you are mindful of him and the Son of Man that you care for him?
在个诗篇第八章四节讲到，人算什么你竟眷顾他，世人算什么你竟眷顾他。
Psalm 8, for those of you who are familiar with it, is a meditation on creation.
如果你相熟诗篇第八章的，是知道就是诗篇第八章是讲到是思想神的创造。
The psalmist is pondering the sheer condescending goodness of God in making man.In his image and in his likeness.
如果相信第八章的时候，诗篇是讲到他们去思想到神的创造，创造就是神他怎样去创造人的，是藉着他的形象和他的意思。
We contribute nothing to our existence.
人不是说去给出什么去帮助神去创造什么。
Yet God has lavished privileges upon us.
但是神也都给我们有一个尊严，给我们的能力。
And did so, first of all, on Adam.
就给我们看到就说，当神去首先去创造亚当的时候，神给对人是有一个的尊严。
The Son of Man is God's image, privileged to be given a kind of threefold office.
这个就是亚当，他当时都是被称为一个人子，就有着神的形象，是被到有一个能力，有一个权威，有三个不同的职位。
He's to be the prophet who brings God's word to all of creation.
他第一个职位就是可以成为一个先知，能够去将神的话语去给到所有的创造。
Of course, I'm using man in the sense of humanity, both men and women. He is to be priest who gives intelligent expression to the worship that is due of all of God's creatures.
也都是给到人，去给到有一个人有一个职分，首先就是我讲的先知，第二就是祭司的职分，给到人能够去将我们能够去向神有一个崇拜。
And he's to be king who will exercise reign and dominion.
而第三个人的职位就是可以去成为一个王，去管理万物。
So the background, therefore, to Jesus' use of the expression the Son of Man as self-identifier seems to lie in the Old Testament.
所以当中耶稣基督所讲去称呼自己为那位特别的唯一的神的神人子的时候，是基于旧约的讲法。
It's related to the creation of Adam, the ministry of Ezekiel, and the vision of Daniel.
所以当耶稣基督称自己为人子的时候，他是带着的意思是从亚当的创造，带着是有以西结的当中的教导，同埋但以理的异象。
That's why it's so important to be familiar with the Old Testament as well as the New.
所以是很重要的去认识旧约和新约。
Because you won't grasp or understand much of the New Testament apart from the Old Testament.
所以因为若然你不熟悉旧约的时候，你对新约的认识会有缺乏。
You see, Jesus is the real, true man.
耶稣基督是一个完全的人。
Or as Martin Luther, the great Protestant reformer, coined the phrase, Jesus is the proper man.
而马丁路德也都是讲到耶稣基督是一个合适的人。
And that means he is man or humanity as he was created to be.
马丁路德讲到就话这个合适的人，意思就是话这个人就是被神去创造。
Jesus is the man who fulfills humanity's destiny.
耶稣基督也是一个人去成全所有人的目的。
Again, if you're familiar with the Bible, you'll see that that's actually the big picture. That's the big picture of the entire Bible.
既然你熟悉圣经的时候，这个是很重要的意思去明白。
The first Adam, the first son of man, he sinned, he fell. He was disobedient to the Lord.
第一位的亚当，他是第一位的人子，他犯罪，他跌倒。
Jesus is the second man, the last Adam, who obeys God perfectly for us.
第二位的人子就是最后的一位亚当，就是耶稣基督，他完成人应该所有的责任。
Adam was created to be the son of man, to exercise dominion in the name of God.
亚当是被创造去成为人子，去管理神给他的万物。
His calling, like our calling, was to take the little garden God had given to him, and then, as Lord of the microcosmos, to reflect God there, God's gracious character.
而亚当他被创造，他就叫他神就叫他去管理神给他的小小的伊甸园，去成为当时那个小的地方的王，而去被看到就是说他是一个神给到他成为掌管万物的一个主宰。
Adam was Lord of the microcosmos. God, of course, had dominion over the macrocosmos.
就好似睇到就话耶稣嘅神系俾到亚当成为当时小地方嘅大嘅领袖，而去表现到就话神先系一个全世界全宇宙嘅一个嘅领袖。
And this way, God intended Adam to enjoy a shared experience with the living God.
彼得就说神当时他的目的就是给到亚当能够有一个分享的经验。
And that shared experience as creator and provider would further enhance the joy of their relationship, of their fellowship with one another.
这个分享的经验是做什么呢？就是说给他有一个经验的一起，他有一个的关系和他管理。
It's like the pleasure you have as a parent, a father with your son.
这个的分享，这个的快乐，就好像一个关系父和子的意思。
It is as though God were saying, now Adam, so that we may enjoy one another's company, I'm giving you a little taste.Of what it is to know what it is to be creator and provider.
就话当时神都系话好似同阿当去讲就话我俾你一个嘅责任，我俾你去享受，就话我同你当中嘅关系，俾到你有一个嘅尝试去知道成为一个嘅创造者，一个供给者嘅意思嘅关系系点样
？Here's a little garden, Adam.I'll give you a start. I want you to be Lord, not only of this garden. I want you to have dominion over everything on the earth.
神就俾到亚当呢个小小嘅伊甸园，就话好似嗱，呢个就俾你去开始去成为呢个伊甸园嘅守护者，呢个主宰吓。我希望能够有一日嘅都系能够成为呢个世界嘅呢个主宰。
As that happens, and as you tend that garden and cultivate and make something good, you will find that you will get to know and love me, God, more and more.
而当你去管理这个地方的时候，你会更加去感受到我的爱，而让你都能够去慢慢的成长。
And I, God, would be able to love you, Adam, even more.Just like a father watches his son grow up and use his God-given abilities.
而当阿当嘅仍然都系继续嘅去管理嘅时候，神会更加嘅去爱佢，好似一个父去爱儿子一样，见到佢慢慢嘅喺个能力上嘅成长，慢慢嘅去明白佢自己。
You see how exciting your life should be? How purposeful it is?You're called to cultivate in the name of the Lord, cultivate for his glory and honor what is before you on this earth.
大家探讨就话我哋本身人嘅责任就话我哋要需要嘅去明白神，我哋要去享受神，我先能够有成长。
And that will enable you to draw near and fellowship better with the creator, the provider.Of all things.
我们需要去这样做才能够更加去亲近这个创造神，我们更加的才能够明白神。
You know that as parents, right? Being entrusted with your children with more and more responsibilities, you see them mature, you see them grow.
我作为父母的一头就是说，我们见到小朋友的，我们见到他慢慢的去俾佢尝试去工作，慢慢嘅去喺你嘅下边当中去睇到佢点样去成长，佢更加多成长当中，佢更加反而更加亲近你。
We grow as we exercise our faith in the promises and the commands of God。
我哋人喺神嘅俾我哋当中嘅命令当中，我哋去顺服，我哋先至能够慢慢继续嘅成长。
That doesn't mean we earn our salvation.
意思不是说我们从我们所做的当中去得到这个救恩。
We're responding. We're drawing near to God's entrusting love. He gives us things to cultivate, to manage in His created world.
也只是说我们去回应神给我们的爱，给我们的一切，去给我们有一个的能力，叫到我们能够去做到的时候，我们能够成长。
Are you today being a good steward?With what the Lord has entrusted you, those gifts that He's given you to cultivate?
你有没有成为一个好的管家呢？神给到我们有这么多，我们有没有成为一个神给我们的好管家？
Are you using your gifts to glorify him or just for yourself?
我哋有冇用到神俾我哋嘅属灵嘅恩赐去做出工作呢？
We grow in spiritual maturity as we trust and obey him.
所以当我哋去顺服，我哋去相信神嘅时候，我哋灵命会去成长。
And we're able to draw near. You know why? Because we have a lot to talk about. Because we're cultivating. We're doing the work.
因为我哋去做出神俾我哋嘅工作，我更加嘅能够同神有沟通。
We draw closer to the living God by doing that.
我哋喺工作上，我哋更加嘅喺侍奉上，更加嘅亲近神，我哋更加嘅去仰望神。
Because we see how marvelous the gifts of God are.
因为就喺个工作上，我哋见到神嘅荣美。
And as we experience the satisfaction of a job well done, we can glorify God.
就感受到就是说当我们做的工作是 完成的时候，我们见到就是神的祝福。
When we persevere, when we put on long suffering, and we see some progress, some accomplishment, we can relate to God, the creator, the provider.
就当我哋去，亦都系去喺个工作上，我哋要去忍受，或者我哋当中有受苦，但喺当中嘅时候，我哋更加去感觉到有同神嘅关系，更加去亲近神。
As you'll see on slide 5, in simple terms, as Heavenly Father, God wanted His child to have a shared experience.
而好简单就话天父嘅神，佢好想佢嘅子民、佢嘅儿子系有一个分享嘅经验。
And that shared experience of cultivating, molding and shaping things in this created order that God has given to us will lead to fellowship with Him.
神就俾希望，就俾到我哋有一个分享嘅经验，让我哋能够一齐嘅去学习点样去有一个成长，一齐学习点样嘅去有当中点样去有更改、有改变，去更加亲近神。
Like when you become a parent.You know what a father-son or mother-son and daughter relationship is, right? Secondary act of creation.
就好似俾我哋好似有个嘅有父子嘅关系咁样，好似我哋作为父亲啊，见到儿子佢哋细路仔去工作，见到佢尝试，俾佢哋去有当中可能有挣扎，可能要有挫折，但系当中嘅时候俾佢哋见到嘅成长。我哋作为父母嘅都开心见到佢哋咁样嘅成长。
And as you parent, go and do the hard work of parenting and raising that child. They have an experience, right?
我作为父母嘅，我见到佢小朋友喺当中入边系有挫折或者系有尝试。我哋作为父亲嘅，好开心见到佢哋喺挫折当中去成长。
Just like the father.And the son, as you see on the slide there, John 5:19a, the son, this is the words of Jesus, can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the father doing.
亦都喺个约翰福音第五章19节讲到就话，耶稣对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们。子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
And later on in John 17:8, I have given them the words that you, Father God, gave me.
亦都系喺个17章第8节讲到就话，因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了。
That's why the doctrine of the Trinity, the Triune God, is so important.
所以我哋好着重去讲就话一个三位一体嘅神。
The Father sends the Son. The Son is willing to be obedient to the Father's plan.
就系天父去呼召呢个嘅人子去做工作，而呢个人子就系完全成全所有天父所俾嘅工作。
And the Spirit is sent by the Father and the Son to cultivate us.Be more like the Son.
而天父亦都系差遣呢个嘅圣灵，让到人子都能够嘅去同有呢个关，同呢、这个喺、当中入边有呢个关系去成全嘅所有工作。
This all comes out in that little title, the Son of Man.
吓、啊，呢、这个所有嘅嘢其都系喺个人人子嘅意思系带出嚟。
Simply put, the Son of Man means to be made in God's image.
所以人子嘅意思当中系。包含着就话用神嘅形象去创造。
It's to fulfill the divine destiny that would lead to a world ordered and completed as God's garden, extending to the ends of the earth.
所以人子嘅意思当中讲到就话系被神嘅形象去创造，去成全神俾到有当中嘅目标是将这个世界能够去重整，去给到这个世界各地。
You can read about it. You're missing out if you don't. You can read about it in Revelation 21 and 22.
这个其实在个创世纪第21章22节都讲到。
And as you see before, your creation as God's image, fellowship with him in life, experiencing his love and affection, being given a glorious destiny,All this is wrapped up in that expression, the Son of Man.
So, 当耶稣基督用到这个人子的意思，其实是包含着神的创造，包含着这个的同神有当中有一个的团契，可以感受到他的爱，而给到有一个的最后的祝福。
And Jesus, the Son of Man, will accomplish all of this.
而耶稣基督嗰位特别嘅嗰位就系话当中嗰位人子就系成全咗呢啲所有一切。
I hope you see the significance of this title. It tells us a lot about Jesus. It tells us a lot about us and our relationship with Him.
我希望大家能够睇到呢个人子嘅意思，俾到我哋睇到就话我哋同耶稣基督嘅关系。
The Son of Man has accomplished all that is necessary to establish His kingdom.
就是那位的人子是特别的需要去帮助我们能够有一个角度。
And so I'm going to list out, and you'll see in a moment, four implications for us to take home from this strange vision in Daniel 7.
就是当中但以你去看到的异象究竟跟我们有什么用，可以我们当中可以学到什么呢？
And you'll see the first implication on slide 7. The people of God must never be naive about the reality, the strength, the durability of evil.
第一样俾我睇就系话，我哋作为神嘅人，我哋应该好清楚知道呢个魔鬼呢个嘅邪恶系真实嘅，系有能力嘅。
Why does Daniel have a sense of horror? He's going to be dead.He's talking about prophecy that will be happening later. Why is Daniel horrified at the resulting concern for God's people in the future?
点解当时但以利有咁嘅异象？点解佢有咁样嘅惊恐？去担心将来神嘅人会有咁嘅问题
？But he's concerned, just like we ought to be concerned about the Lord's kingdom.
但以利是有这样 的担忧，也都是我们作为人的都有这样的担忧。
You know, you and I, in the United States of America, living in the United States of America, relatively speaking, are in relatively living in tranquil peace as Christians.
当我们成为我们作为人，我们在这个美国当中的时候，我们生活作为基督徒也都是一个 很艰难。
As you very well know,That's not true for many of our brothers and sisters of the faith around the world.
咁其他国家嘅地方亦都系作为基督徒嘅，好似唔系咁样。
Do we remember to pray for them? Do we remember them that they are battling evil forces tremendously?
你知唔知其实我哋好需要嘅，我哋去为到大家喺唔同国家嘅地方嘅基督徒去祈祷，因为佢哋受到好多嘅逼迫。
Are you concerned?As Daniel was concerned for the saints of God in the future who will face such trials.
大家睇咪都好似但以理咁样，我哋作为神嘅人，我哋有冇为到将来嘅弟兄姊妹、将来嘅基督徒都会受到好大嘅逼迫去伤害呢
You see, if Daniel's vision in Daniel 7 does not produce a like spirit in us, we have not really understood the message.
如果你睇唔到但以你当中所讲嘅意象，我哋唔系能够真正认识当中嘅意思。
So the first implication is, don't be naive about the evil that's before you.
所以就第一个我哋所睇嘅喺从但以你嘅意象当中就系明白，就系话我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋你要好清楚呢、这个魔鬼呢个嘅邪恶嘅真实。
Which leads to the second implication, that people of God must learn.That the kingdom of God is a kingdom of suffering.
第二点，我哋作为人嘅，作为神嘅人，我哋要明白就系话，神嘅国当中系都系会有一个嘅伤痛，有痛苦。
The forces of evil will not prevail against it. That's for sure. But they will do all their limited power to overcome you.
我好明白就系话呢个嘅邪恶会唔会去停止，佢哋唔会嘅去阻止，亦都但系佢哋有只系一个嘅有限嘅能力去影响到我哋。
Why do you think it's so hard to obey the Lord？
点解我哋咁困难去相信神呢
？Why is it so hard for us to read the Bible to pray？
点解好似好困难？我哋做个基督徒咁困难去好辛苦，好似去要睇圣经。
It's because of the conflict. It's because of this battle that's for your soul.
因为我们的灵魂，我们很多时是挣扎，我们不想跟随。
Suffering of one kind or another is integral in being a Christian. Paul makes that absolutely clear in Romans 8, 16 and 17.
而在罗马书第八章十六至十七节，好清楚都讲到就话，我当中作为基督徒嘅系有痛苦，而痛苦当中令到我哋有挣扎。
And though that might devastate us, if we learn to accept it and understand it, it also brings us stability.
所以我作为基督徒嘅，我哋要明白，我哋作为基督徒当中系会有痛苦。若然你能够明白嘅时候，你嘅生命就好容易去接受。
There are two more implications of the vision in Daniel 7. Thirdly, our gaze must always penetrate beyond the terrible events of history to the throne of God.
而第三点就讲到就话，我哋需要去睇到就话，我哋生命当中，我哋嘅历史当中系有好多破坏或者唔开心嘅事件，但系我哋要去睇。呢啲事之后嘅就话我睇到神嘅角度。
Obviously, we're going through a tough time now.
特别嘅，我哋睇到而家当时而唔系特别睇到就话而家嘅时间。
You must look beyond what is happening and unfolding, history unfolding before you to the throne of God.
我哋要特别嘅睇到就话，好似而家嘅受苦嘅当中，我哋要睇过呢个受苦。是受苦之后的益处是什么呢
That's because only an assurance that he will reign in the end, that you'll be able to live triumphantly now.
因为我们要揸紧这个确据，就是说我们要去过着这个可能有受苦的经验，但是这个经验之后我们会受到这个祝福。
You'll be able to live triumphantly for the Lord now, even though you can't see.You can't trace, you can't understand the plan.
就话虽然我哋睇唔到当中我哋而家受苦嘅经验，我哋嘅受苦嘅意思，但我哋要睇穿呢一啲嘅经验，咁我哋明白呢啲经验之后嘅系所有嘅嘢系得到最后嘅系得益。
I implore you, put your gaze upon the Lord, look to His throne, not on the circumstances.The dire circumstances that are before you.
So I 希望大家能够去睇事嘅物嘅时候，要睇远啲，唔好只系睇到单单只系现今嘅痛苦，而睇到将来嘅祝福。
And fourthly, our great hope, as the people of God, does not lie in the center of world power.
而我哋去咁啊，而第四点就睇到就话，我哋嘅人嘅希望，我哋人嘅希望唔系睇到，只系单睇住呢个世界上嘅力量。
Our aim is not to build the kingdoms of this world, but to share in the triumph of Jesus Christ.
我们的目的不是说是创造这个世界的大的能力、大国，而 而是反而的去分享神的这个祝福。
And as he spelled out for us in his word, he has already established his everlasting kingdom among us.
其实神已经是去成全了这个永恒的国度在人的当中。
He is reigning now, even though it's not in its full extent as it's so apparent, right?
神其实已经是管理所有万物。
All kingdoms that stand against his have been judged already in the courtroom of God.
所有的国，所有的事，其实已经在神的国度当中已经被审判。
And they're destined to fail.
而世界所有的国度其实已经是若然靠着自己的能力的当中，是一定会失败。
Even that analogy of the little horn, the ultimate evil and chaos cannot.Repeat, cannot overthrow his reign and rule.
而这个但以理书里面有讲到就话，当中有异兽，异兽当中里面有这个小国，他们都不能够去反转这个神的管理。
We live in the age when we already reign. If you're a believer, you are reigning already in Jesus Christ.
大家要明白就是我现今活着这个世界，其实已经是神耶稣基督的掌管。
But the opposition to his reign, however, it often hides his splendor, right? It often hides his splendor and our splendor. It kind of spoils us, right?
但是我们很多时候对抗神这个的管理。
Paul writes about that in Colossians 3:3.
保罗已经在哥罗西书也在三章三节都讲过。
When a little horn appears to wear out the people of God, the reign of Christ will not have high visibility.
你都当中讲就话，当呢个小国嘅时候，佢会系去对抗神嘅子民，令人都睇唔到耶稣基督。
That's why Daniel needs the vision in Daniel 7, because he's going through troublesome times.
但以理都咁讲，因为但以理喺当中佢自己都有经过呢个嘅受苦。
And he's being told by the interpreter in his dream, the little horn does.Not rain.
但是在但以理的意象当中看过就说，甚至当中他生命当中是有一个痛苦，生命当中有这些所有的小国会影响到他，但最后的不会成为他的最终世界的管理，神是最终的战胜。
And as you'll see on the next slide, Jesus Christ is Lord, and his saints will reign with him until the day when they will reign publicly.And finally,
这个就是说，所以说耶稣基督是一个神，他的子民，他的跟随他的人会最后去战胜所有一切去管理的世界。
And that was Daniel's vision in Daniel 7.
这个就是但以理所看到的异象。
As Daniel thought of what the people of God would suffer in the centuries after his own death, he was deeply concerned.
但以理就看到这个异象，就是说人会是在他死之后会继续的去受苦。
And we ought to be concerned about the future generations ahead of us in the kingdom of God.
在这个之后人是要受苦。
You know, as I mentioned earlier, in the Gospels, Jesus calls himself the Son of Man over 50 occasions.
而在圣经里面当中，耶稣基督去称呼自己多过50多次，自己为那位的特别的神的神的人，是那个人子。
And you know what happens? Often when we read the Gospels, we just, that phrase Son of Man is so familiar with us, we don't reflect on it.
当我有时看的时候，看圣经，那位人子，我看了之后好像，毫无对我们有意思，我们没有很好的咀嚼。当中人子当中的明白。
And that's to our detriment. We fail to notice the similarities and the differences between the context in which that title appears.
我们不能够看到当中他所讲的称呼为自己人子，在其他章节的当中，其实意思的相同和不相同是什么意思。
Again, Jesus, when he uses the Son of Man title, is always referring to himself, and he's the only one who uses that title when it's referring to himself.
好多时耶稣基督去称自己为人子，其实都是佢唯一唯一只系唯一一位去称自己为人子喺圣经里面当中。
It seems Like that's Jesus' favorite self-designation.
这是耶稣基督他特别的喜欢他称自己为人子。
And when you do a study and analyze the 50 separate times Jesus uses the title, it seems fairly clear that in his mind, that's the most comprehensive description of his identity.
然后看圣经的时候，你才能够真的明白他称自己为人子，点系其实系充满着好多嘅意思。
It describes his work. It describes his significance of his ministry.
他称自己为人子，因为系充满着意思，系充满着佢所做嘅一切，佢嘅职份，佢嘅位格。
And there can be very little doubt from reading those 50 occasions in the Gospels that he saw the background. The background of the picture of himself in Daniel's vision.
他这样去讲称自己为人子，其实只是去表达到是当时翻是旧约所讲，但以你那位所讲的人子，将来的人子就是他自己的，是这个就是自己。
Again, Daniel sees this vision at a time of enormous stress. Babylon, the nation that's held him in a captivity, is crumbling.
当时但以理是被到他们国家，当时被到这个的巴比伦去征服的时候，去被掳的时候，他看到这个异象。
And like Isaiah, he's caught a glimpse of the majesty of God in heaven.
亦都好似以赛亚，佢睇到就系神嘅一个嘅荣美。
And also like the prophet Isaiah, he has become conscious of another, as yet unidentified figure in the vision.
以赛亚都睇到神一个嘅位，神嘅一个嘅称呼，俾佢睇到神嘅一位唔同嘅点睇到。
In Isaiah's case.That unidentified figure was the suffering servant.
神以赛亚睇到神耶稣基督系一个嘅受苦嘅奴仆。
And in Daniel's situation, it was the Son of Man.
而但以你所睇到嘅耶稣基督，神系一个人子。
But you know, Daniel has to leave this vision and come back down to earth.
而但以你就睇到呢个嘅异象。
But now.He's able to live now in the light of the triumph of God.
他现在看到耶稣基督这个神子，这个人子，他来到这个世上，他活着，他得到这个的荣，神的荣美。
But Daniel now knows that the Son of Man must first appear incarnate.
而但以你知道见到这个的真理。
And of course, as New Testament Christians, we know the cradle.Leads to the cross.
而我睇到就系话，佢所讲嘅但以理呢个人子，其实系带着耶稣基督，佢最终嘅系去到呢个嘅十架。
It's only after suffering, it's only after the cross that Jesus is risen from the dead.
就系耶稣基督去经过呢个嘅十架，经过呢个受苦，佢使到人得到呢个嘅拯救。
And it's only after he's done all of that.That he will go to the throne of the Ancient of Days, the Most High, to receive his kingdom.
就话耶稣基督去经过一切嘅受苦，钉喺十字架上，而最后最终嘅就能够去到呢个嘅宝座上，得到呢个嘅宝座。
You see, Daniel is able to go through suffering because he's able to remember that God is on his throne.
但以你能够去体验到这个的异象，去能够去忍受这个痛苦，因为他的异象当中被他看到最终的神是得到这个的角度，得到这个的荣耀。
And he's gotten a sliver of God's glory and seen the kingdom will be given to the Son of Man someday in the future.
就话但以你能够去这样去忍受，因为他已经是在从他的异象当中看到神这个的救恩最终的是临到人的当中，是得到最后的祝福，最后的胜利。
Daniel has seen the books being opened and the Ancient of Days, God himself exercising judgment.
神耶稣基督唔系就耶稣，就话近以你去睇到将来就系神点样去最后有个胜利。
And he's seen the dominion of the beast being destroyed.
就话但以你喺个异象当中睇到就话嗰啲异象啊，嗰啲异兽系最后嘅会被破坏。
And he's seen the just one giving the verdict that will be given to the saints of the Most High.
而就系异象当中睇到就话最后嘅审判胜利系去到至高者。
That they will share in the bounty of the kingdom.
而最后嘅胜利，大家能够去去分享呢个最后嘅国度。
You know what's really remarkable about Daniel 7? About this picture of Jesus, he's never isolated from his people. He's always with his people.
而但以你所睇到嘅异象嘅所讲嘅耶稣基督，以耶稣基督嘅影像就话佢从来都冇同人有呢个分开。
In every one of his aspects of his ministry, prophet, priest, and king, his work, the Lord Jesus' work is always related to our blessing.
耶稣基督所做嘅一切，所有嘅都系围绕着我哋嘅，俾我哋有一个祝福。
His ministry as a suffering servant that Isaiah saw is similarly exercised on behalf of us, his people.
而即系以赛亚书所讲嘅，以赛亚书所讲，耶稣基督系都系一个受苦嘅奴仆，亦都一样，佢为着人嘅罪嘅缘故去受苦，使到人，使到呢个世界得到呢个嘅胜利。
And the triumph of the Son of Man described here is for the saints of the Most High.
而当中所讲嘅人子当中喺但以理书亦都系讲到佢系最终成为呢个至高者。
That's why that last verse in Daniel 7, verse 27 that I have on slide 10 ends with this amazing picture for us.
所以喺个但以理书第七章27节。去讲到一个好美丽嘅图画。
And the kingdom and the dominion of the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom shall be an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
就是国度权柄和天下诸国的大权必赐给至高者的圣民。他的国是永远的，一切掌权的都必侍奉他，顺从他。
And that truth is not just in the Old Testament, it's in the New Testament as well.
这句所讲的说话不单止在旧约当中，其实也都在新约当中都是真实。
It's actually one of the very first things Jesus taught his followers, his disciples.
而其实都是第一样嘢，耶稣基督点样系去第一样嘢去教导佢嘅门徒。
Having proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom and shown its transforming power through his mighty works, what did he do? He went on to teach his disciples about life in the kingdom.
就话神耶稣基督佢点样去将呢个神嘅福音去俾到人，点样将呢个嘅能力去带到去俾其他人呢？就是他耶稣基督 去教导他门徒在天国的生活是怎样的呢应该。
And among Jesus' very first words in the Sermon on the Mount was an echo of Daniel 7.
而第一样东西神耶稣基督他怎样去教导他门徒在这个登山部分里面当中去教导他们国度生命当中怎样去生活。
You'll see this on slide 11. Blessed are the meek, for they,shall inherit the earth.
在登山部分第一件事要教导他们的就是说温柔的人有福了因为他们必承受地土。
Isaiah captures the significance of this better than any other prophet for us.
以赛亚他更加能够去抓紧到这个的意思。
As you see before you, the fourth of Isaiah's songs of the servant begins in Isaiah 52:13.
而更加就喺度就话以唱啊喺第佢话喺个奴仆之歌入面当中去讲到。
Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up, and shall be exalted.
他说我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高。
That's the picture of the Son of Man in Daniel 7.
这个就是但以理书里面当中所讲的人子的形象。
But then the prophet Isaiah catches a glimpse of what lies behind this exaltation.
但以赛亚睇到就系话喺个嘅人子嘅背后系点样
？It's the place where the Son of Man has been before he comes to the Ancient of Days in glory。
就话呢个人子其实已经喺去过呢个恒古以前之先嘅地呢个时间。
Where was he before he comes to the Ancient of Days in glory?
就话呢个喺以前喺个嚟到呢个嘅之先，佢系已经喺边一度咧
？He has to suffer. He comes to the throne from the cross.
就话呢个人子佢能够嚟到呢个嘅最终嘅胜利嘅之先，佢系要需要去经过呢个十架。
And as what the scriptures tell us, on the cross, Jesus was marred beyond.Human semblance.
就喺圣经面讲啊，俾我睇就话耶稣基督去经过呢个十架，去被折磨，俾到一个真系体无全尸。
Many commentators point out that Jesus experienced extreme disfigurement on the cross.
呢个嘅有个解经家讲到就系话耶稣基督嘅受苦。
He was disfigured beyond human recognition.
耶稣当中的受苦，他受苦的程度就话人都认不到他的样。
Because he goes down into the uncharted waters where he's covered in our sin.
因为耶稣基督他需要的去降低，他需要的去被到人去披上所有人的罪。
And God the Father who sends the Son to do this work no longer sees his own Son reflected in Jesus.
而神亦都是天父去叫他的儿子去做这个事，第二当时的时间神去侧面没有望到他。
That's the deep disintegration that's happening.
这个就是当中的分隔的分离当中的意思。
You see, the true man, the Son of God, the proper man, is being unmanned.
而耶稣基督就是那位合适的人，他当时就被天父去被分开。
And as Jesus ponders Psalm 22 that he has in his memory banks, he's being marred beyond recognition.
就是说当时耶稣基督去受苦的时候，在十架上他知道自己怎样被受折磨，怎样被分离。
That's what the scriptures mean to become a curse for us.
这个就是圣经所讲的意思，就是说他成为人的这个的诅咒的 curse.
But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me.Mock me, they make mouths at me, they wag their heads.
在诗篇里面讲就话，但我是虫，不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视，凡看见我的都嘲笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说。
That's why Jesus sweat and drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane before the crucifixion.
所以耶稣基督他当时是受苦，他被去人去辱骂，被人哋去吐口水喺度。
And in Mark's account of the garden scene, he uses a rare verb that describes Jesus' experience: troubled.
而当时耶稣基督佢内心入边充满着呢个嘅烦躁。
That means confused, restless, half distracted.
就是当时他充满着这个烦恼，充满着这个的伤心，充满着这个的疲倦。
It was the start of what he would suffer on the cross.
因为佢系喺个十架上会受到呢个嘅痛苦。
It's not just the physical abuse that he took there, which was great in and of itself. It was the mental distress.
喺个十架上呢个嘅折磨，唔单止系个身体上嘅折磨，都系心理上嘅折磨。
You know how that feels, right? When you suffer grief, shame, disappointment.
就因为佢当时佢受到佢受苦。佢受苦当中系感受到呢个嘅悲伤，感受到呢个辱骂，感受到呢个嘅失望。
And even though we're fallen creatures, the Bible, the scriptures insist that we remain tainted in the image of God.
虽然我哋喺受苦嘅当中，突然现着带着神嘅有个形象。
Yes, that image is deformed, it's twisted, but it does mirror God's.
虽然这个的影像是受到扭转，但是仍然是带着神的这个的影像。
You see, we're still human, but Jesus' humanity became marred, cursed, like a worm.
而当时耶稣基督是一个，他都是说是个形象，他的人的形象是受到这个的咒诅，受到这个辱骂，受到这个的折磨。
And there is still some reflection on what we are meant to be because our image is only tainted.
就是我们的形象 是受到影响。
But in order to repair that tainted image, Jesus needed to go underneath, if you will, underneath to become a worm, not a man, a worm.
就我哋人嘅形象，我哋受到呢个嘅破坏，因为我哋嘅罪，而点样去能够修补，就唯有耶稣基督要去降低谦卑，唔单止谦卑到成为人，而谦卑到好似一条虫咁样。
You know why the Psalms uses that image? Because worm means disintegration, returning to dust.
啊，就好似诗篇所形容咁样，点解话唔单止要去降低成为人咧，要降低成为一条虫咁样咧，因为虫系嘅意思就话要系好似要去改变，要系会系变化，会融咗咁样唔见咗。
That's what it means to bear the curse. He has to be treated as sin, your sin.
而就耶稣基督佢需要嘅，佢背上我哋嘅所有嘅罪，去我哋嘅罪驾，我哋嘅受苦。
And he does that in order.To bring a new humanity, a new integration.
就话佢要降谦卑，唔单止好似降谦卑到人咁样，要谦卑到一条虫咁样，要俾我哋能够先至有个新嘅盼望，新嘅世界。
You know, even the most fallen of us, the most fallen of people, are permitted to enjoy privileges that God originally intended for image bearers.
啊，我哋虽然神系继续，但系神仍然都系俾我哋有一个祝福。
That's why many criminals, possess memorable abilities, but they're twisted abilities.
啊，我哋神俾我哋每个人都有个祝福，就算犯罪嘅人都神俾佢有一个嘅有个祝福。
Right, just think of the mastermind who plans out the theft of diamonds in a well-secured jewelry store. That takes a lot of intellectual ability.
就话好似一个嘅犯罪嘅人，佢想去偷嘢，佢谂有着好多嘅犯罪嘅念头。
But it's twisted ability.
啊，神俾个每个人都有一个意识，有呢个嘅头脑，但系佢嘅头脑系坏嘅头脑。
And because of God's common grace, that's why a lot of unpleasant people that you know, they have stable marriages, stable family, though they're not very nice people.
就算虽然是有犯罪的人，有不好的人，但神都给到每一个人有一个祝福，给他们有生命。
And that's why the proud and the arrogant have amazing natural talents.
甚至一个很骄傲的人，神都给他有一个祝福，给他有一个智慧。
Because even those who are marred like us, the image is marred.But we continue to taste his blessing.
啊，我哋虽然我哋系有一个嘅罪，我哋虽然有一个
唔好嘅念头，但系神嘅仍然都俾咗我哋有呢个嘅祝福。
Even when we continue to persist in rebellion against Him,
甚至我虽然继续嘅冇去跟随佢。
Again, He bears the penalty of such rebellion as the Son of Man. That's why that title is so significant.
但系虽然我哋仍然嘅系不去，唔系去跟随佢嘅时候。但是仍然的是背上我们的罪格。
It points to his obedience to the point of death, even death on a cross.
他仍然的去遵守神这个诫命，他仍然的去钉在十字架上。
As Jesus hung there, and he looked submissively toward God the Father, you know what? He was expecting to see the Father's gaze of responding love to him.
耶稣基督佢钉喺十字架上，佢希望佢见到神向佢仰面，但系天父冇去咁做。
But what did he see? Darkness, darkness.
咁啊，耶稣基督佢见到乜嘢咧？佢见唔到天父对佢嘅仰面，但反而就见到呢个世界嘅黑暗。
And that's why for 3 hours, in the middle of the day, it became dark.
所以就当耶稣基督去死之前三个小时见到就话一世界都充满着黑暗三个小时。
Because nature itself seemed to empathize with what was happening to Jesus on the cross.
你就话世界都见到这个天都见到就话神的死亡。
And this description of the Son of Man as the suffering servant, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, emerges throughout the gospel narratives.
就是说就是人子他怎样去受苦怎样去鞭打怎样最后流血为了人去死。
You'll see it for yourself, Luke 22, 63 to 67, as the Son of Man is on his way to being marred, cursed for us.
就说当在你看到就是在路加福音第22章63至67节就看到耶稣基督他当时被受苦的情况。
Luke writes, now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, prophesy, who is it that struck you? And they said many other things against him, blaspheming him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together, both the chief priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council. And they said, if you are the Christ,Tell us.
就是路加福音所讲到当时耶稣基督去受苦的情况，他说看守耶稣的人戏弄他打他，又蒙着他的眼问他说，你是先知，告诉我们打你的是谁？他们还用许多别的话辱骂他。天一亮，民间的众长老连祭司长大文士都聚会，把耶稣带到他们公会里，说你若是基督，就告诉我们。
But Jesus had only one thing left to say to them.
但最后耶稣基督只有最后一句说话同他们讲。
Their time had come and gone as he responds in 67 through 69.
耶稣最后怎样回答他们呢？就在67节至69节。
But he said to them, if I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on,The Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God.
耶稣最后怎样回答他们呢？就说耶稣说，我若告诉你们，你们也不信；我若问你们，你们也不回答。从今以后，人子要坐在神权能的右边。
You see, Jesus was saying, I am that Son of Man, described in Daniel.
就话，但其实耶稣基督就所讲嘅就话，我就系但以理书所讲嗰位嘅人子。
You humiliate me now, but it is I who will come to the Ancient of Days, surrounded by glorious angels in the clouds of heaven, and I will receive dominion.
就话你哋可以去欺凌我，但系最后嘅我会得到呢个嘅最后嘅胜利。我会嘅去到恒古永远，最后嘅我系会得到天使，去到呢个嘅天堂，系最后嘅得到呢个主权。
And what you see now is my marring my being cursed beyond human semblance.
现在你所见到我的形象是充满着这个的辱骂，充满着这个流血，看你认都认不出我。
But this will purchase dominion for the people of the Most High, those who believe in Him.
但虽然这样的原因，去相信我的时候，我就能够去将这个主权交给他们。
My friends, you can put on long suffering. The day will soon dawn when the authority in heaven and earth becomes completely His.
我们人会受苦，但最终的耶稣基督已经去战胜，战胜这个死亡，战胜了一切，我们一起可以跟他一起有这个分享。
And you and I will see that as it unfolds.
而我们最后的，我们看到一起有这个感受。
Father, as we come to the Lord's table, help us to remember the Son of Man and the significance of that self-identified title that Jesus uses.
神亦有帮助我们去明白当中的意思，你所去讲耶稣基督，他是一个人子。
And help us not to take that privilege lightly of communing with you.
我们有一个福分，能够一起去领一个圣餐，叫我们不要轻率这个福分。
That we partake in the Lord's Supper, the sacrament to remember the Son of Man.
让我们一起能够去领一起领一个圣餐，让我们去纪念主耶稣基督。
His kingdom will come in its fullest.And His will be done.
让我们一起去领一个圣餐，让我们去明白，就话他的国会降临，他的旨意能来到。
Grant us now the faith to believe that.
求主俾咗我哋有呢个嘅信心，去能够去明白，相信。
During difficult circumstances like our day.
让我们在这个当中生命困苦的时间，我们能够抓紧这个福分。
We ask all of that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。